In Myanmar, the famed opposition leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is a hero to many people. She was held under house arrest for years, but fought on. 4 months ago, her party won a landslide election victory, and now the party has nominated two candidates for president. Her supporters wish she would take the job herself. Here's NPR's Anthony Kuhn.
The front runner of the two candidates is 70-year-old Tin Chaw. He's a close ally of Suu Kyi's and, like her, an Oxford graduate and former political prisoner. Sean Turnell, a Myanmar expert at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia, describes Tin Chaw as calm and urbane.
I think he's an excellent choice. He's one of those people who basically just has the air of a president. And I think he would actually fulfill that role for almost any country.
Speaking ahead of the November elections, Aung San Suu Kyi made it clear that the next president will basically be her proxy.
I will be above the president. It's a very simple message.
Myanmar's military-drafted constitution bars her from being president because her sons are foreign citizens. Turnell says Suu Kyi will essentially be sharing power with the military.
Burma's not free yet. It's in a process of moving towards something better, but it's not in that place of being a functioning democracy yet.
Myanmar's parliament will vote on the candidate sometime this month, and the winner will take office on April 1st. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.